So I talked yesterday about Snowden and crazy. In fact, I just got to take my little handy dandy pen here and scratch off the Snowden remark. I had a buddy call me up yesterday. He's like, Jess, you got time to talk? I'm like, sure. I'm like, what's up? He says, I sent my grandmother-in-law to the crazy hospital, to the loony farm. She had Parkinson's. Then she started hallucinating, like schizophrenic type weird stuff. And then we put her in the hospital. They had to tie her to the bed. And now she hates us, the people that put her there. She always hated her daughter-in-law. What's going on? Did I do the right thing? I go to the hospital. She's angry at me. She hates me. Did I do the right thing? I listened to what he was saying. There's a lot more. I said, yeah, you did the only right thing. It's hard. People get old and they start to lose it. And sometimes they just go crazy and they're not the people that you knew at all. Other times, it's like you always wondered if they had some dark little evil thoughts, and then those dark evil thoughts really came out. And it's like, man, you know, and it's hard to watch and it's hard to decide. Are these dark thoughts that have always been there? Or is this person just a different person who's dying? It's hard to watch. I've watched it with a number of people. My dad died slowly. And when he died, it was really interesting how patient and simple, basic wisdom focused he got. I'll tell you something about me and my dad. Dad prayed that God would give him 20 more years, and then Dad died almost right away. And when Dad was probably going to die, I said, Dad, is it possible that you prayed for 20 more years and God's going to give that to you in the form of me? Like I might be able to continue stuff you talked about all your life in politics and work and teaching or whatever? He's like, I don't know. I'm not thinking too clearly these days, but maybe. Maybe. I'm not thinking too clearly these days, but maybe. Maybe. So that was what my dad kind of turned into towards the end of his life. But watching people go when it's with the brain is hard. Well, this is what the conversation came down to. The day after this lady goes to the hospital, this old grandmother, the daughter-in-law that she lived with and that she hated, because a lot of Taiwanese hate non-family members, because they literally pray to grandma and grandpa after they die. There was a shrine to great grandma and grandpa up on the top floor of the house. When, you know, after she, like the day after she went to the hospital, the daughter-in-law that she had this hate cycle relationship with, her face, the daughter-in-law's face started like twitching or went weird. And like the doctors were treating her for some, I don't know, something with, you know, muscle spasms or something. I don't want to get into details, but I explained to my friend one, he's like, what's going on? That was spooky. The timing, both of them went to the hospital. I said, well, one theory is this, that there are these evil spirits in the world, like the Bible talked about, and that the spirits get in us and they want us to hate each other. And when we hate each other, the spirits, these evil spirits, eat our hatred emotions and they feed off of it. So these people get in like this fight relationship, like they got to keep talking to each other and it's like they have to keep fighting with each other. Maybe you could think of it as, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I kind of believe it 90%, but even if it's not true, it works. It's like you got a spirit on each person, like a fallen angel. This is it's like a red dragon. I know two seers, and they see their giant red snakes. They get big. They start look like Chinese dragons. The Chinese dragons are spiritual entities. I don't know if you know that. Seers. My godson's mother is a seer, and I know another seer in America. They see the same angel spirit type beings, and one of them is these red snakes that are small and big, and those are spirits. They're just pure emotion and instinct. They're not sentient. They cannot reason. They only have hunger and they pursue it. And they're animal-like. Pure instinct. And it's like they rest on a person and then they make that person do something bad, like hate or have lust or you know, maybe gamble or run away and want to escape and get depressed. Just something. Who knows what? I don't want to parse it all. But it's like you get two spirits on two different people and the spirits will work together to keep those two people fighting. And then when the people fight, the people get angry and their emotions get angry and the spirits eat the emotions. And that's how the spirits eat and feed and they get bigger. I know that sounds weird and wild, but let's just say for a minute that weird and wild is true. There have been weirder and wilder things. My friend goes, you know, that makes a lot of sense. It's like that's what's going on with them. Like he lives with them. Well, here's the interesting thing. With these two ladies in the hospital, there is no one else left in the house that my friend owns. He's 26, bought himself a house, moved in his parents-in-law and his grandparents-in-law, which is the proper way of pronouncing that plural, by the way. It's attorneys general and surgeons general and parents-in-law. So he moved them all into the house. The only two people that wanted that shrine to the dead ancestors up on the top floor wasting space, the only people that wanted that there are now in the hospital. And so my buddy is going to smash it and take it out because his father-in-law doesn't want it. His father-in-law doesn't like climbing the stairs every day to light incense for it. He wants that thing gone. He hates it. So I said, the only people that want it, I said, now's your chance. Get rid of it. So yeah. See, I explained something bigger is going on. And this ties into what I was talking about with Snowden yesterday. You know, what's going on when you've got crazy and crazy just keeps chasing people that hurt themselves. Crazy can't do a good thing even to help itself. That's how you know someone's gone crazy. They won't do a good thing or a bad thing even to help themselves. And they just keep getting themselves in worse and worse trouble no matter what. That's crazy. That's when the psychologists and the counselors will look at you across the room and go, maybe we got crazy here. Maybe it's certifiable. Maybe something like that. Ask the professionals, see how they would address that. But the social workers I've known, including my mother, would talk that way. So yeah, my mother was a social worker under DSM-3. God is confronting a controlling spirit in our day. Look what China's doing to Hong Kong. They just can't let it go. Look, God is confronting a controlling spirit. He's doing it. He might be doing it in your family. He might be doing it with your friends. And he's working, be patient. My buddy's solution was, he said, okay, control's the issue, right? We get in this relationship where it cycles back and forth. Well, guess what? We can't let the grandmother stay in the house because she needs help. We'll move her to a nursing home. I'm decided. I'm not going to tie her to a bed and try to control her. I'm going to give her safety and freedom. I'm not going to try to control her. I'm going to break the cycle. And he's a Christian. Another thing he added is that Taiwan really needs good Bible teaching because he's got friends that want to learn about Jesus, but no one teaches them. Sunday morning in Taiwan is all about local Sunday morning, so there isn't much Bible knowledge. He's like, I want my family members, my other family members, to know what's in the Bible. And that's what the solution is. So we're talking about that also. Anyhow, for now, keep your eyes out for control. Watch for controlling tendencies and watch for them getting confronted. See you next week.